Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, 40% more, our other border, and a message to go home. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, today are the opening statements in Donald Trump's New York City criminal trial. The judge is still the same judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign in 2020 and who donated money to a group called Stop Republicans. That's still true. Just want to report on that. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records, which is usually a misdemeanor. But if it's done in the furtherance of another crime, then it could be bumped up to a felony. The other crime is not disclosing the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, which some say, because it benefited his presidential campaign in 2016, is a campaign finance violation. Trump has denied the affair. Michael Cohen was Trump's former personal lawyer who said Trump told him to pay the money. Karen McDougal is another name you're going to hear. She's another Playboy playmate who says Trump gave her $150,000 in hush money. Trump denies that as well. David Pecker is another name. He's the former publisher of the National Enquirer who was a part of what they call a catch and kill story. It's when you pay someone money for an exclusive and then you don't print the story. While all this is going on, if you went grocery shopping in 2019 and had $100 worth of groceries in your cart, today those same groceries would cost you $140, 40% increase. Eggs are up 63%, sugar up 38%, sandwich bread up 34%, cereal up 29%. You know you've been to the grocery store. Frozen berries up 43%. Will people care more about hush money payments or grocery store payments? Speaking of distraction, all this focus has been on the southern border, and that makes sense, of course. But don't forget about our other border with Canada. The head of the sector in Vermont said the number of illegals arrested in the first 6 months of this year is double what they had all of last year. 1,109 apprehensions just in March from 40 different countries. The top three nationalities, 408 from India, 323 from Bangladesh, and 170 from Mexico. There have been so many and such angry pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas protests at Ivy League schools, particularly Columbia in New York City. A rabbi connected to Columbia University recommended that Jewish students return home as soon as possible and remain home. The rabbi said Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I hope you never have to go to court. Obviously, you don't want to be charged with a crime. But in the civil realm, taking someone to court or being sued yourself is now a disaster in New York State. So we all expect justice in America, but that does not exist anymore. I can give you hundreds of examples of injustice. And it's not just incompetency. It's ingrained in the system. So we all know that 4 out of the 5 DAs in New York City don't really prosecute aggressively even violent crimes. So criminals go unpunished. That is injustice. But in your life, you could be sued. Car accident, something happens on your property, somebody hurts you, medical, on and on and on and on. If you are sued and have to defend yourself in court, or even if you file a lawsuit against somebody else, you better have hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are 1.3 million lawyers approximately in the USA, and most of them want to make as much money as possible. And most of them bill by the hour, and the client has no idea. There's no oversight. I hope you never have to go to court. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Patricia, President Trump speaks the truth. He does not lie. He is America. Oh. President Trump exaggerates quite often. He has made many misstatements. He grasps the situation, I think. That's a pretty good grasp of reality. But he uses hyperbola, there's a word of the day, huh? To make his points sometimes. And he's not real interested in what is accurate. You know, he's going to say what he wants to say. So whether that's a lie or not, I don't really care, but... And he's not America. He's a politician. And you like him or you don't. Tim Dorman's Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. If Biden doesn't debate Trump, should we expect Trump to debate RFK? I don't think so. That wouldn't get Trump anywhere. Why would he debate RFK Jr.? What if RFK Jr. starts to attack him and it gets into a mud fest? What does Trump have to gain by that? I wouldn't think he would, but anything possible. Scott, why does it seem like it's only the left that cancels people? How far back do you have to go to find a similar environment on the right? 1950s, the blacklist, the communist witch hunt. That was all conservatives. And fascinating time to read, killing Reagan. Ronald Reagan is up to here in that, okay? Fascinating. But that's how far you have to go. Today, conservatives are not driving the cancel culture. That's for sure. The left is. Glenn Richardson, Baldwin, Missouri. I used to watch the O'Reilly Factor every evening. And once I found the No Spin News, I now watch that with regulation. I learn something every time I do. Well, that's what we're in business to do, Glenn. I mean, we just don't give you the same old PAP, P-A-P. You know, we're advancing the stories. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 515 years ago today, Henry VIII crowned King of England. He will be remembered as one of the most consequential and brutal monarchs in British history. Here is the story. Born 1491. Young Henry was the second son of Henry VII. When his older brother died from sudden illness, the boy became next in line for the throne. Henry was crowned king in 1509 at the age of 17. He soon married Catherine of Aragon. 20 years later, the Catholic monarch initiated secret discussions with the Vatican to obtain a divorce from Catherine, who failed to deliver a male heir. The Pope refused Henry's request. Well, for the next 6 years, Henry VIII became obsessed and persecuted Catholics. He also zeroed in on a young lady named Anne Boleyn under immense pressure. The Archbishop of Canterbury ignored the Pope. He annulled Henry's previous marriage, and the king wed Anne. 10 months later, Henry VIII broke with the Catholic Church, appointing himself as the supreme leader of what would become the Church of England, Anglicans. His decision caused political unrest in Britain for the next 200 years. Henry quickly lost interest in Anne Boleyn and began liaisons with other women. Eventually, the king had Anne committed to the horrendous Tower of London. She was charged with adultery and incest for allegedly having an affair with her own brother. Both allegations were false. A sham trial found her guilty in May 1536. Anne Boleyn was beheaded. And here's something else you might not know. While Henry VIII is often remembered for his scandals, he did contribute somewhat by building up the Royal Navy. After splitting with the Vatican, Henry feared attacks from Catholic Spain and France. He increased the size of his navy tenfold. Henry VIII died at age 55 from kidney failure. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.